Good afternoon, friends. You're listening to EBC Radio 1170 AM, Aapki Choice. And I am your host, Alka. And you know, whenever I come on the radio, we always bring you a very, very special guest in the studios. And today, we are going to be talking to Dr. Rahul Dev Bhalla. And he is going to be talking on prostate cancer. And before that, I want to tell you that this is a cancer education series, which is brought to you by Robert Wood Johnson, Barnabas Health, and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. And we want to really give them a big thank for bringing this educational series for our listeners to get educated and get protected to get this big disease as cancer. So now I want to tell you a little bit about who is Rahul. Dr. Rahul Dev Bhalla. Rahul Dev Bhalla is a fellowship-trained board-certified urologist at Cooperman Barnabas Medical Center and Robert Wood Johnson Barnabas Health Facility. He has dedicated his career to the diagnosis, treatment, and care of patients with prostate, bladder, and other urologic cancers. Dr. Bhalla is a nationally acclaimed expert in robotic prostatectomy as well as other minimally invasive robotic and laparoscopic surgeries, specializing in a comprehensive range of urologic concerns for both women and men. Dr. Bhalla attended Thomas Jefferson Medical College in Philadelphia and completed his residencies in the Department of Urology, University Hospital and Medical Center at Stony Brook in Stony Brook, New York. He completed advanced fellowship training in urologic oncology at Virginia Mason Medical Center in Seattle. So today we are going to talk to Dr. Bhalla about prostate cancer. So I would like to give a very warm welcome to Dr. Bhalla on EBC Radio. Doctor, how are you doing?
Uncle, thank you so much for having me here. I am doing fantastic.
Well, it is really my honor to be talking to such an educated person and having you on the radio and, you know, seeing that we are going to be educating so many of our listeners to know what is prostate cancer and how can they protect themselves by getting it or early detection of prostate cancer.
Right. So what we want to do is we want especially Indian males to know that we can still get cancer, especially prostate cancer. And what we want to do is we want to say, listen, when you go to your doctor, please have them take a blood test for you and make sure that the PSA level is checked in that blood test. You all go to the doctor. We might as well just get the extra blood test added. And then at the same time, we should have an exam of the prostate. And that should be done at least once a year for men over 50. Unless you have a risk factor. Like my father had prostate cancer. And mm-hmm. So I got started screening at age 40 to 45 because it was safer for me to get screened. Mm-hmm. So if you have any history of prostate cancer, you should also be screened. Or if you have any history of any other types of cancer, you should always get screened early.
Okay, that's good to know. So friends, if you have any kind of history of any kind of cancer, the best way is to talk to your general physician and ask about the screening, and you should be getting this screen at the age of 40 or little after age 40, right, doctor?
Yeah, 40 if you have risk factors, 50 for everybody else.
All right. So now, doctor, let's get started on the real prostate cancer. So why is it important for men to understand the importance of early detection of prostate cancer?
So, God forbid if we get diagnosed with cancer, it's one of the treatable cancers we have. So what I tell most of my patients, if you're coming to see me, I can cure you, okay, which is very important than saying, listen, we can give you chemotherapy, we can give you medicine to help prevent or help stop it. I can say we can remove it and the cancer is gone. So if we catch it early, stage one, we have a best prognosis, and you live your life the way God wants you to live. If we wait too long and it starts spreading to other processes or other bones or other organs, we can't cure it. We can stop it or slow it down, but we can't cure it at that point. And then at that point, it may shorten your life expectancy. So it is very important to get it looked at early in life.
Okay, so it's really a very, very dangerous thing. Once it's there, it can multiply so fast, right? So,
correct.
So we need to take care of it as soon as, you know, we can detect it.
So, right. think of this. Mm-hmm. It's like a cell. It goes from one cell to two cells, two to four, four to eight, eight to 16. It mm-hmm. rapidly goes, and it doubles that quickly.
Wow.
So that's why it's important to catch it early so we don't get it to the point where it's 5 million and going to 10 million.
Hmm. So, Doctor, now as we're talking about the screening and detection, so if they test it and say there is a prostate but it is not cancerous,
mm-hmm.
so then what?
So if you're not cancerous, that's good, and that means as of today, you look good, no cancer. But it can still come a year from now, 5 years from now, or 10 years from now. So you should still get checked in for the cancer. Now, prostate has other issues as well. You could have a big prostate. You could have prostate that's inflamed. You can have prostate that gives you infections. So there's a lot of issues with the prostate, especially for men. And a lot of people don't know this, but the prostate's the only organ that continues to grow after puberty. So it's going to continue to get bigger and continue to cause issues. And that's why we have to keep a very close eye on it.
All right. So even if it's not cancer, this should still be getting checked with the urologist regular basis, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So who should get screened for prostate cancer, doctor?
So every male should get screened for prostate cancer over the age of 50. It's very important that we put that out there because it's a very sensitive organ and people don't want to talk about cancer and people don't want to talk about that area, and especially the Indian population. Listen, I'm part of that.
Mm-hmm.
I understand how that works. But we have to start talking to other people. We have to say, listen, this may be an issue. Let me talk to my doctor about it. But, yeah, most men over the age of 50 should start being screened. And once again, if you're younger than 50 but you have a family history like I do, you should get screened earlier.
All right, friends, we are talking to Dr. Rahul Bhalla, and he is in, we're talking on the prostate cancer today. So, you know, what are some of the treatment options for prostate cancer, doctor?
So prostate cancer is one of the cancers we can treat, okay, and we can treat very well.
Hmm.
So if you come to me at stage one, what I can tell you is, listen, you, like I said before, you have a good chance of being cured of it. So we talk about surgery and we talk about radiation.
Hmm.
Depending on your age, your risk factors for anesthesia, and how healthy you are, we determine your best treatment course for you.
Hmm.
Now, from a surgical standpoint, we have a lot of options. We can do robotic surgery. We can do something called cryotherapy. We can do something called HIFU. There's a lot of surgeries out there.
Hmm.
Robotic surgery is the one that most people know about because it has the best results and it can affect everybody. Most men can undergo a robotic surgery to have the prostate removed.
Hmm.
It is a complete removal of the prostate.
Okay.
So what I tell my patients is, if I take your prostate out and take it out of your body, put it in a bucket, it can mutate, it can change, but it will never be in your body anymore. So that's how you can get the cure. So it's out of your body.
So that
the
is
the other option.
Hmm. I said that is only possible when it's detected very early stage.
Exactly. When it's detected very early, that's when we remove it.
Hmm.
The easiest way I can explain this is think of a beehive.
Hmm.
And the beehive is your prostate. The bees in the prostate are the cancer cells.
Hmm.
If we catch it early and they're still in the beehive and we remove the beehive, there's no more bees in that area and they're all gone. But if two bees get out of that beehive before we get that beehive removed and they make another beehive somewhere else in the body, then that causes metastasis, and then they make more and more beehives, and it takes over your body.
Hmm. All right. Okay. So it's a good example, doctor, because nobody wants beehives.
No. And then the other option is radiation. And at Cooperman, we have a fantastic radiation department, where we can do CyberKnife, we can do these fancy external beam hormonal therapy. We have high dose radiation. So there's a lot of options from radiation or surgery, depending on which category you fall into.
Mm-hmm.
But they work very, very well.
All right. So now can you talk about the prevalence of prostate cancer in the South Asian community?
Yeah, this is near and dear to my heart. Like I said, my dad had it. And what we're talking about is in India or in Asia in general, the risk of prostate cancer is less than the risk of cancer in America.
Hmm.
So we didn't know, we as in being the medical community, we didn't know why that was. Is it because we're not testing or screening there? That's why they don't know about it. Hmm. Are they dying of something else? And and they don't check for prostate cancer. And so what we found out is, as in India, by the major centers, the risk of prostate cancer is starting to come up because we're testing more, but still not as high as it is in the U.S. Hmm. So immigrate from India to the U.S., your risk of cancer or my risk of cancer goes up higher just because we moved to the U.S. So then the question is, why did that happen? Hmm. And so this is what we're trying to figure out. So initially they thought maybe it was a virus or maybe it was a bug and maybe the virus is causing cancer. And the answer, that's not true. We haven't figured that. That hasn't panned out yet. Mm-hmm. So what they also found out, it may be diet related. In India, they tend to eat more fresh fruits, more fresh products, and less of the, we eat more of the roti, the shak, the sabji. Mm-hmm. In the U.S., it's more processed. So as we eat more processed food, maybe that does it. And that's what people are thinking. In the U.S., we also have bigger bellies, and we weigh more in the U.S. than they do in India. Hmm. So is weight or obesity an issue? And that's another thought process. Yeah. But we don't know why it is, but it does happen that if you move from India to the U.S., our rates go higher, closer to the U.S. rates. Not exactly the U.S. rates, but closer to the U.S. rates. Mm-hmm.
And on that note, Doctor, as you say, you don't know, right? So a lot of researches are happening around, and our community, we encourage them, if they come to know anywhere these researches are happening, and they should participate in those so that we can really see the cause of it, right?
100%. So what we're trying to do is, listen, it may not help me today, but it may help me 10 years from now, mm-hmm. right? So that's what we said. So we try to encourage anyone who has the ability to do the research to please go out and help out.
Right. So, Doctor, now tell me, Robert Wood Johnson Barnabas Health, together with Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey, who are our sponsors, is the state's only National Cancer Institute designated comprehensive cancer center. So why? What does that mean for prostate cancer patients?
So what that means is, to be a designated cancer center takes a lot of criteria to be met. Hmm. And it tells you that you're getting the best care possible. So the best way I can explain this is, if you go on the internet, you type in prostate cancer, hmm. you get a lot of people trying to sell you a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Okay, 90% of stuff that they're trying to sell you doesn't work. Hmm. When you go to these designated cancer centers, they have to meet all these criteria. And then everything that you get, that we give you treatment-wise, we know it's going to work, we know that it's approved, and we know it's going to help you in the long run. Hmm. The other benefit is, we do have a ton of research trials. So God forbid you don't come in as a stage one, you come in as stage three or four. Mm-hmm. We have research trials that'll help you with the newest and the greatest that we can try to say, listen, you may not fall into this category, but we have something new that we can try, and hopefully it will work, and it's better than doing nothing. Hmm. And all these trials we have are fantastic trials. So it gives you the opportunity to have something that no one else has been able to do.
Well, I think it's a gift to our New Jersey listeners to have CINJ, which is NCI designated comprehensive cancer center, that they live here. The cancer center is right in the backyard. So if anyone have any kind of difficulty or anything diagnosed, which is not a very pleasant thing to have, but it's curable, it can be cured if it is found at the right time. And doctors are great. I mean, your bio I read, it's so, education is like amazing. And you all work so hard. We just wonder like, okay, he's a doctor. But when we come to know you all, you have to achieve what you are today. It's not easy. You have to go through with so much of education and knowledge and dedication. So, Doctor, I really, really, really admire for all that. So now I want to ask a quick question, which can be an advice to our listeners, that to, you know, protect not getting cancer, any kind of cancer, and especially in your case, prostate cancer. So one advice, what can you give to our listeners by which they can, you know, change their daily, because nobody knows, right, when it will come, or it may come or not come, but how can they protect themselves not having that?
So you're right, nobody knows, but we do our best to make sure we don't get cancer. So the best ways of doing it is what everybody tells you. Eat healthy. Mm-hmm. Don't gain too much weight. Mm-hmm. Eat fruits and vegetables. The healthier you are, the healthier your body is, the healthier the body can repair itself. Mm-hmm. The other thing is, especially for prostate cancer, turmeric. is very, we have it in all our Indian cooking, but it's very, very healthy, mm-hmm. and it helps prevent some cancers in a couple studies that I've read.
Hmm.
So I take it every day just to be 100% sure, but I think it's very helpful for you to take also. And then anything with red skin for prostate cancer, tomatoes, cherries, pomegranate, all that will help also with the prostate cancer for from a health standpoint.
Beetroot.
And beetroot, yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
And then exercise.
Hmm.
The more we exercise, and there's been several studies in the prostate cancer literature that says that the more active we are, the less likely we are going to have cancer. And if we do get it, it's lower risk. It's not a higher risk cancer.
It is such an amazing thing, doctor. Like, I do interviews with so many doctors, and in the end, my question is always like, what one tip you would give? And everyone talks about exercise and a good habit of eating healthy food. And I think everyone, you give some medication to anyone, they say, oh my God, should I take this or not? It might have a side effect. But these two things are so natural. Only thing, you have to make an effort, right? Eating healthy and exercising.
And exactly.
It can protect you from so many, very chronic diseases and keep you healthy. And I guess you will have more strength and energy.
So you have a lot more strength. And that's, remember when I said that in India there's less cancer?
Uh-huh.
And so you come here. And I think it's because we walk everywhere. We eat, we go to the market. We go eat the food. Every day we buy the fresh vegetables and we make the roti or sabji.
Yes.
I just think it's a different world. And I think we're getting into the habit of being a little lazy. Mm-hmm. If you make the effort to get up, to walk, to eat healthy, I think you're going to do better in the long run.
Definitely. Where they eat four meals in India, here probably we eat one or two meals.
Proper
meals, and even then it is bad. I think it's, as you said, it's more processed food, and people try to take a shortcut and make it quick. So that is where the whole problem is. And guys, just be natural, eat healthy, eat a lot of fruits and vegetables, and exercise. At least, doctor, I guess 20 minutes to 30 minutes at least minimum one should work out, right?
I say 45 minutes. And it's not workout. All I want you to do is go outside for a walk for 45 minutes. And it does two things. It gets, so you burn the sugar out early, but they get, the first 30 minutes will burn the sugar. The last 15 will burn the fat.
Hmm.
But it gets you up and moving, gets your heart rate up, and it strengthens the heart also.
Yeah.
So you, yes, you burn the fat, but you get the heart stronger, and you get the blood going through, and it gets some of the toxins out of you.
Doctor, you touched base on sugar and heart, and those two, cardio and diabetes, is also so big number in our community. So it's going to
100%, yeah.
So it's going to help in every way, lower your cholesterol, lower your sugar, and keep you away from cancer.
Exactly.
So, wow, what a great tip. Thank you so much, doctor, for coming on Waves of EBC Radio and sharing such a great knowledge with our listeners. And I'm really hoping to have you again on the radio.
Okay, it was a pleasure. And anytime you want, I'll be happy to come. Thank you again.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.